Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This is the Hour of Healing Power. In this live call-in show, The Healing Hour, I'm going to take your calls and help you get started on your way to your maximum potential. So come on, settle in, listen up, and I'll take your questions head on. Together, we'll find practical wisdom and understanding about what ails you. In The Healing Hour, we'll start your day off right. Insights and practical health knowledge and concepts for how you really live. I'll take your issue and help guide you with the blend of scientific medicine and the esoteric, including shamanic energy medicine. So let's shake off some of that mystery and get started on how to really live. Together, let's get unstuck. So come on and join in, join up, and let me help and let go of what holds you back from being the maximum you the world needs. Take down this call-in number, 1-800-930-2819, and let's get started on The Healing Hour right now.
Hi, everybody. I'm Doc Martin. I'm here with Dr. Pat.
Yep.
This is The Healing Hour, part of Maximum Medicine Radio. So what I love about today is I want to show you several concepts that are symbolized and processes that I love to put together when I incorporate Western and shamanic and energy medicine. And these are things that are teachable. These different aspects are teachable, which I will teach you. I'm writing a book, and so it'll be in that, but we can talk about that today. And my thinking is, when you look at something, any problem, and you bring in ideas from different arenas, a little of this, a little of that, a little of this, what you get is a building of the power. If you just stick to one track mind, you kind of get a one track answer. So we're going to build some concepts today, which I really love that. So Pat, I like that because we're all about mixing and matching to get the most we can, aren't we?
Yeah. And you know what I love about this, Sharon, if I could jump in, Dr. Sharon Martin, for those of you out there, this is about The Healing Hour. And that's why we give out the phone number, because when we open up a show like this and you get the opportunity to work with Doc Martin live, what you're going to get not only is the essence of what we're talking about, and for those of you on Facebook, this is really a visual dream to see how all this comes together, this body of work. But when you call into the show today, ask yourself the question, do I understand what the energies of life are for me right now? What are the elements I'm bringing in? Am I bringing in earth, air, fire, water? And then the question then becomes, you know, if I can think about that, you know, what is the direction that I'm most aligned with? You know, at one point in my life, Doc Martin, you know, one point in my life, I was so aligned with the West. It was very clear to me that that was part of my energy. And the question is, what am I aligned to now? What are the energies I bring in? And then when we look at another perspective, we're looking at how do we show up in the world? You know, I'm not a literal person, but at times like this morning, I had to be. But at one time today, I saw what Doc Martin has created in literal, emotional, energetic, and spiritual. And when we take a look at perspectives and then we put them together with the process she uses, where if you look at maximum medicine at its best and the amplification of how we are today and who we want to become, we are not unidimensional beings. And what you're about to hear in today's show, in the illustrations of the Chicana, the beautiful work Jamie did, you're going to see this on Facebook at Transformation Talk, Facebook Transformation Talk Radio, is that we are not unidimensional beings. We have multiple dimensions, and we have dimensions of ourselves that you can't see. But in the show today, you're going to be presented with how Doc Martin has brought this together in the spirit of maximum medicine for your healing. So if today you're wondering, how am I doing today? What's really going on with me? You would like Doc Martin to pinpoint that, but then also to talk to you, you know, maybe you need to bring more of the energy of change in the West in. Maybe you need to have less fire and more earth today. I don't even mention water because I don't even know what water is. But that's what today's show is. We're going to show you how all of these elements that Dr. Sharon Martin has brought together under what we're calling multiple maximum medicine wheels. And you will see for the first time ever, and I want to say this, there is nothing that has ever been created like this. This is Dr. Sharon Martin getting this insight, bringing it together in a way that we've not seen it. And lastly, of what I want to say is when you're looking at this, how do all of these play out with parts of the body, with the chakra system? When you see what we're talking about today and the body of work that you will be introduced to today and how to work with Sharon directly on this, this is groundbreaking. That's what I want to say about today's show, Doc Martin.
Well, that's very kind. Thank you. My take on it, and I'm probably a little less enthusiastic about the excitement that Dr. Pat sees, because to me, none of these concepts, they're not my original concepts. They belong to the body of work of the spirituality and mysticism that's gone on for centuries. But the way I see them and the way I put them together, I like it when something's simple and understandable. I like it when an ordinary person can do it. You don't have to be a monk. You don't have to be a shaman in the Andes. You don't have to be in a sweat lodge in the Southwest United States. These are things that you can, each of us can do. And I'm all about finding the things that each of us can do that get us thinking bigger and broader and amplifying our life in a good way. So I like that.
Yeah. And we didn't send the memo out that said we were going to wear some kind of animal print today, did we? I mean, because what am I showing up with?
Oh my gosh. Right. We're leoparding it.
Well, people think like we sent a memo to each other and say, oh man, like you got to wear a leopard thing today. No.
I mean, you know what's, here's what's even more
funny.
Woo-woo is in the Andean tradition, the west direction is associated with the jaguar. So Pat said she was very west. Well, we're wearing leopard jaguar prints. So how about that?
Oh my God. So, but you know, take it away because you are modest. And I know that everything you've put together is based on ancient wisdom. But no one has put it together the way you're about to demonstrate today. This is new. I mean, maybe somebody has, but I don't know. Like in about 12,000 interviews, I've not seen it. So this is why the world is saying, Dr. Sharon Martin, you've got to bring a new narrative to the table because the narrative we have is not working.
And the medicine, if we talk about Western medicine today, the Western medicine today is broken, deeply broken. Broken in many ways that engage people at the heart level, although technically, Western medicine is brilliant. Technically, surgically, using particular chemicals for antibodies for treatment of cancers, and it's brilliant, but it's lost our hearts and souls along the way. And people reluctantly go and get a treatment when they really need it, but they kind of wish they didn't have to.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many people say, I'm here and I never go to the doctor. I don't like to come. And I kind of say to them, I'm with you. I completely agree. So anyway, I want to talk.
You're a doctor.
I want to talk just briefly before we cut to break.
Sure.
Western medicine is scientifically brilliant, but it left behind And what actually we're scrambling nationally to do is it left behind the patient-centeredness. It left behind the ability for a patient to have power over their own health. Shamanic medicine is ancient, at least 35,000 years old. And by the way, that's before that's before the chakras were actually talked about. The chakras were talked about around 1500 BC. And if it's okay, we'll skip the break and keep going.
Rock on.
Rock on. All right. So rocking on.
And now that's a shamanic term, don't you think?
Stone people on. Anyway, Western medicine, scientifically brilliant, kind of lost something. It does not favor intuition. It doesn't reward physicians for their intuition. It does nothing about a healer holding an intention for a patient, although some doctors do that without probably knowing that they're doing it. Shamanic medicine, ancient, the oldest form of healing in our history as humans. It is very connected to the forces of the earth because people were very dependent on knowing how to escape the rain, the wind, the fire. And it has transformative approaches using the forces of the earth. In Mongolian shamanism, I think I'm going to say this right, there are 55 forces that are considered of the black. That doesn't mean negative. And a 44 tengers, or these connecting to these forces, for the white. So they have, that's a lot of connections that a shaman has to do with his or her consciousness. Shamanism, unfortunately, doesn't have any tradition that we can, written tradition that we can learn from. So we're scrambling to bring those. And that's what Dr. Alberto Violdo does so beautifully, is he was told by an Andean elder, we used to pass this information down generation to generation, shaman to apprentice. We can't do that anymore. This is critical information that needs to get out there. So Alberto was tasked with putting together the teachings and getting them worldwide quickly, which he did. And he's a genius. He was, it's his soul path. And he was divinely guided through this, I believe. So shamanic medicine has ancient power. It doesn't talk about physiology. It doesn't talk about chakras. Although in my conversations, which right now are just beginning with a Mongolian shaman, I'm going to try to sort out how do you actually see the energy field? And then you have energetic medicine, which it thrills everybody. The idea, like in Reiki, of doing an attunement or an activation, it feels good to go into the heart space and offer energy. But it needs more, shall I say, quality control. And it needs to have certain steps and be taught. And right now, it's not really standardized. But those are all very powerful abilities for healing. And I think that's what we're going to do in the future, hopefully sooner rather than later, is pull those all together.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
You know what you've done today, Sharon, and sooner rather than later, we're actually going to do it today. You know, one of the things we're actually going to introduce today is, and let's just call it, months and months and years of your experience where you have brought it all together, right? And mm-hmm. What you've done in bringing it together, though, is you're presenting it in a way that when we look at it and when Jamie presents it, you know, people will get a sense of how we really are operating, how these things are operating all the time. Mm-hmm. Look, I had a moment this morning. It was an interesting moment, and I looked at what we were presenting today. I always prepare for the show, right? And I caught myself in the moment, and I hope when Jamie does play this, I get insight to where on the dynamic of this where I was. It was a really interesting moment for me. We have a lot of things happening. A lot of them are really great, but we go through transitions. And, you know, one of our producers is moving on, and we certainly are going to backfill it. And I've got three amazing producers. It's a great team of people. And you put that all together, right? And it's exciting. But, you know, there are changes that have to be made. And some of these are hard decisions to make. And I have a really interesting approach. And I haven't talked to Jamie yet, so she's hearing this the first time. But with new assignments for people, I like to sit down and talk with them, you know, and say, how does this work for you? Now, ultimately, I'll have to make the decision. But I have to move at record speed. And so sometimes at record speed, when you're moving forward, you know, not all the energies are aligned with your enthusiasm, but I have great producers and I have people so willing to change. Parallel to this is looking at our new technology and getting a message to date, like a one-liner, Sharon, from Merrick, our programmer, like a one-liner, because I asked him to update the data on the development. So this is a one-liner. And it says, I will migrate data. This is code now, from TTR2 to TTR3. And you're in the middle of your energy of change, and you're in the middle of your energy of flux. And I'm not sure on the wheel where that is or how things are being pulled in, but I looked at it to try to assess this. So when Jamie shows this, I am going to be very interested in seeing the movement of this, because I want to be able to pinpoint where my energy was. And then somebody said something to me today, and I took it so personally, and my energy changed. This is not just me. Every day we are faced with this. People are going to work now under conditions that they are expected to operate normal. And so what you've put together is, how does our everyday world, you see, how does what's happening, yeah, how do we understand who we are in everyday world? That message from Merrick was so significant and important. And it didn't register in my brain till I was looking and preparing for the show. And it hit me out of nowhere what that meant. There are four stages to our deployment of our new technology. The fourth one doesn't have to be ready. So what he's saying in one line, where he doesn't say, Yahoo, you know, like we're here. Basically, he's saying, Yahoo, we're here. And so this to me is important in what you're presenting. And so let's get on with it, because if we can understand these moments of time where we are in an energy that's not getting us to a place of healing or a place of understanding or a place of empathy, if we can understand the mechanics of this and literally move the parts on the wheel, holy cow, then what? You're going to tell us then what today?
Okay. So I think what you're coming to, Pat, is what I want to show. Jamie, if you'll put up the Chicana picture, the plain Chicana. This symbol of the Andes is ancient, and it holds important wisdom that's really in our psyches. It's in our ancestral memories. This is in the basis of it, a four-sided cross, like all crosses, I guess, are four-sided. But to me, what it shows is, if you were to go clockwise, as I do in all of my wheels that we're going to show today, this is how I see symbolically any journey we undertake. I always start my journeys in the south direction, which is 6 o'clock on the circle, moving around. And when I see a person's journey, as yours is, Pat, for your company, for TTR, and for a person's healing, you improve a little, and then you integrate. There's a platform. You improve a little, plateau, improve a little, integrate, improve a little. And the whole, if you can think symbolically and hold that meaning, all of us go through journeys of any sort, kind of stuttering a little bit, but we're moving. The Chicana of the movement of that is a very sacred image. And what I love about that image is it brings in ancient wisdom. The Chicana also has a hole in the center that, from more of a New Age perspective, It's been referred to as the portal to another dimension. So we talk about wanting to move lightning fast. Well, we can move around step by step by step, or we can quantum leap into something new. So I love the basis of that diagram. I love the flow that it shows. I love the journey that it implies by its symbology. So what that Chicana also brings is the concept of a medicine wheel. Now, let's hold in our minds just a plain wheel. In the Native American tradition, a medicine wheel was the mythic journey of a warrior. The south direction was a fear that was faced. The south was an awareness of a problem. The west was facing your fear. The north, you got some wisdom, usually from a power animal, your allies, the ancestors, the universe. And the east, you saw things with a new way. So in effect, as you moved around, you improved. So to me, those symbols are how I see a person's healing journey. So Pat, just a quick aside, do we want to break or keep rolling?
I want to keep rolling to the bottom. Let's keep rolling.
Okay. So I like to think of things in many different concepts that I layer. And Jamie, if you'll put up the wheel of the elements, this is Chinese medicine, but I don't do traditional Chinese medicine, which is brilliant. But to me, the elements, which are starting at the south direction, fire, water at the west, earth at the north, air at the east, these are symbolic and real. And what I love about it, it's used in Celtic shamanism. It's used in Native American. It's used in many, many cultures. But when I think about this in terms of healing, I think about the body and those elements, and are they in or out of balance? So let's take fire for a minute. If somebody comes in with an inflamed joint that's red and hot, that's kind of an obvious excess of fire. Maybe you have too little fire. If we talk about metabolism, maybe your thyroid's underactive. Let's talk then about water. Well, obviously, if you have congestive heart failure, you've got too much water going on. That's an excess. You have a blister from poison ivy. A little too much water localized. Maybe you're urinating a lot, which is how the doctor finds out you have diabetes. Let's take earth for a minute. I see earth in the body as things that are very grounded, solid, sometimes immovable. So if you've had rheumatoid arthritis for years and your joints are deformed, and even though they're not hot and on fire, you're locked in, you may have too much earth. So these are just thoughts in my head. Again, as I said, they're not brilliant, unique, wow, great things. They're things that are out there already, but use what's there and use what you can get and apply it. So how do you as a person connect with the elements? I think you should sit in meditation, think about the element, and just write a list. What does it mean to you? How does that feel to you? What's too much of it? What's too little? In one of my spiritual classes I did years ago, we wrote poems about each element. That really gets you in the feeling. So that is how I see the wheel of elements. And I can see each disease process in that. So I love that. So then the other thing, and Pat was talking about perspectives. Jamie, would you put up the wheel of perspectives? So the perspectives are, this is, and Alberto teaches this brilliantly in his Four Winds training. And many New Age books give you this statement. I haven't researched it to find the original, so I don't know exactly if it's word to word. But the statement, the New Age philosophy is a problem cannot be solved from the same level at which it was created. Apparently, that's attributed to Albert Einstein.
Yeah.
I don't know that he exactly said it that way.
He said it differently, but he meant it the same way.
So in other words, diving in to the place where the problem exists as you see it right now just gives you solution inside that cave that you just dived into. You have to change the way you come at it. Now, how does that apply? Before I get to the perspectives, how does that apply in medicine? In Western medicine, we're taught if you look at something that's happening, keep in your mind something we call a differential diagnosis. That means you have a list of different things that this could be. You don't just lock yourself in, because when you lock yourself in, like anything that you do, you are limited. So don't lock yourself in. See it broader, think bigger, stretch your mind to come up with other ways to explain what's happening. So when Alberto talked about it, he's talking about activating not only a way of thinking, but it comes with it with an energy. So we're talking about perspectives that bring to it a different feeling, a different capacity. So, and again, these wheels are put in the direction that they're linked to. Alberto links the literal to the south, the emotional to the west, the energetic or mythic to the north, and the spiritual, or he calls that the energetic, but to the east. So what does it mean to have a literal perspective? That's when it is what it is. The surface of something is bumpy. The road ahead of me has a block. Everything is concrete and has no overlay of anything else. Well, how does that apply in disease? So for me, if you're constantly feeling yourself as part of your disease process, you recite the same, let's take back pain. I can't bend. It hurts when I bend over. I can't sit down. And that's all you say all the time. You're locking yourself into that literal energy of your disease. And Pat, you can probably relate when you think about back when you had Lyme.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the thing that helped me, Sharon, is exactly what you're talking about. And I want to mention this and then go to break. The thing that I'm really referencing in what you're talking about is something I had to learn. You know, I love these quotes. I love that Einstein quote. And I actually did some history on that Einstein quote, you know, a little bit deeper. And you know what, you know, look, everybody thinks they know what he was talking about, but what if he was talking about you can't solve the problem at the level it was created, meaning we can't solve the problem at the level of our earth skin? You know, what if the problem that you want to solve can't be solved by picking up your fingers or hands or doing something within yourself? What if you had to call on another dimension to do it? We now call that spirituality. And we all know that, you know, both him and Jung especially has written in an unknown letter, really very unknown, had talked about he wished he could have done more and talked about spiritual experience more. So here we have brilliant beings that really held back, hinted around that there's another dimension. And here you are today saying there is another dimension, but this is how it fits into healing. And you're right. I can't do it today. But we have something in progress. I created characters, cartoon characters, to educate people about Lyme, their anime. And so you're right. I had to take a different perspective about it, but I had to learn a little bit more and I had to change my thinking about it. There are stories of people, Sharon, that can shift on the wheel the way you're talking about it, that have been given terminal illnesses and are still here today. When we come back, wait till you see how the dynamic of this can work. Wait till you see how the process of maximum medicine, when you put it all together, is not just about healing the physical state of you. But in today's moment, I had a moment of clarity in the multidimensional things that were happening all at once today. I had this moment of clarity. And it's because I started to look at the dimension Sharon's talking about. And I said, you know, I think I need to shift this to fire. Well, I don't know if that's true. I hope I'm not doing the wrong thing. Let's take a short break, everybody.
All right, we'll be back in a minute.
Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
All right.
Guess what? You don't need to wait until the new year to set new goals for yourself. Hi, I'm Joan Marlowe, the host of Awareness to Action, and I'm taking this concept to a whole new level. I've developed a program to take your awareness to action in 90 days. Let me introduce you to your day one. Day one can start any day you choose, so why not now? We will use powerful brainstorming, mastermind, visioning, and goal setting techniques to open your awareness of what you really want in your life and take action with intention to get there. Choose to work with me one-on-one or in a small group. Let's connect, lift each other up, and hold each other accountable. I'm offering a free consult to design your program. Visit my site, peacefullyhealing.com, to connect with me, and let's find out when your day one will begin.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Carrie Nail from Nailed It Radio. Understanding our personality preferences can be huge in conquering miscommunication with others. For example, people who prefer to take in information through their five senses tend to see things in practical details. And people who prefer to take in information intuitively see patterns in the big picture. And so a great strategy for those who prefer sensing is to group detailed thoughts and written communication into three headlines so as not to overwhelm the intuitive person with too many details. And people who prefer intuition should be direct, don't assume, and take time to group random big ideas into three groups so as not to overwhelm the sensing person with vague possibilities. I specialize in helping people understand these differences so you can take them into every aspect of your life to thrive. For more information, you can visit my website, carrienail.com. That's K-E-R-I-N-A-I-L.com.
Life can be demanding. But sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, everybody, welcome back. This is a special, special edition of the Healing Hour. Dr. Sharon Martin, this is her show, Bridging the Mystical and the Scientific. Today, Medicine Wheels, Circles of Healing. And if you want to find out more about Sharon, Dr. Sharon Martin, go to drsharon.com. Check out her website. This is a time if you would like her to create something special for you, if you would like a healing session, if you would like to talk to her about any elements of your life you want to change, you know, what's working for you, what's not, you know, this is where you go to do it. Please let her know about that. You can also call her at 833-940-1882. Today, you're getting introduced to something that has not been shared yet, and it's exciting. And we're talking about an approach that takes all of what goes on with us and puts it in a new perspective. It brings in the elements, the directions, the perspectives, and it also brings in the process she uses for maximum medicine, which is aware, allow, act, and affirm. So this is an exciting moment, Doc Martin.
It is. These wheels, what I love about them is it can activate inside each person a thinking and a reflecting of where you are on your journey and your balance. So the mythical journey of the Southwest, North, and East, the balance of your elements as they relate to your physical body, your energy body, your emotional body. And now we're talking about the balance of perspectives. And I just want to finish that wheel up before we move to the next. Each illness or health challenge comes with an emotional perspective. And I hear that often. And sometimes it's hard when the patient is sitting in front of you to get past, oh my gosh, I hurt. I'm so this, I just... nothing's working. Everything is out of whack for them, and that they're in the emotional experience of that. And my goal is, and any physician or provider's goal is to really find the other parts. So the other, as you're going around the circle, every time you have any kind of challenge or task in front of you, it has all these possibilities of perspective. The next is, I call, Alberto calls it the mythic. I call it the energetic, in the sense that how does this affect your soul, your soul's journey? And in other words, can you rise above your problem and see, you know, if I hadn't had this back pain, I wouldn't have reassessed the fact that I'm constantly rushing to do things. I don't sit and reflect. I need to take more time, time as a basic thing to stretch, but time to ask myself, mm-hmm. why am I pushing? Why am mm-hmm. I constantly pushing this rock up the hill? Who is that guy? Who is the guy who pushes the rock up the hill?
I don't know, but that's all of us.
Was some Greek guy, and I'm losing.
I don't know. It started with a Greek guy, but it's basically all of us, pretty much every day. You know.
Then the in the east direction is what I call the spiritual. Alberto calls it the energetic. To me, the energetic is how spirit reaches you. If you can get out of your right now. There's a lot of literal world distress and emotional distress over Afghanistan.
Yes.
Move yourself, if you're able, move yourself over to turning it over to spirit. I have no solutions for Afghanistan. I cannot control it. I can't help it. It breaks my heart. But I've got to trust that spirit's going to find a way. You know, maybe the Afghanis are finally going to say enough is enough and be empowered to do something. I don't know. I can't pretend to know. And by the way, Benny just reminded me that when you push the rock, you're very Sisyphus is the guy. Very Sisyphus.
Thank you, Benny.
Thank you, Benny.
Thank you, Benny.
So looking at where you are on your circle in terms of where are your perspectives? Are you seeing everything literally, or can you take it over here? Can you see, rise above yourself and see this as part of your soul journey? Maybe you needed to learn the pain of something in order to grow and not be like that anymore. Just a thought. So, Jamie, if you'll put up the wheel of interactions. So here's the other thing I thought about. In any process I try to teach a person, a patient, I need them to first be aware of the issue, be really clear on the issue. Not just, I can't bend over, but really clear on all of the components of a back pain. I need them to then be able to allow a change. If you are so stuck in your beliefs that you see no potential for change, it's not going to change. So you need to allow that there is a possibility of something different. When I talk about this shamanically and energetically, which are both spiritual approaches, can you allow help from forces outside yourself? Can you allow God to step in? Can you allow your power animal to step in? Can you allow something bigger than yourself to help? So that we're moving again. You're growing in your ability to tackle this problem. Then you get to act. The way I see it, the next thing is, then you've got this, well, in the allowing and in the aware, and the aware, by the way, is an intuitive as well. Now I know what I'm going to try to do different. Now I know the actions I'm going to take. And then the affirm to me is you've climbed the step on the chicana, and now you're on the plateau. When you affirm it, you lock those into your daily life. You anchor in the new thought. You anchor in the new way of being, the new action. So you're affirming that you learned everything that you were supposed to learn, and you're saying, I can do this now. When you do that, you have indeed this circle also in effect is rising to another level and then another level. So even though it's a circle that comes back around, it really is different than where it started. It's really movement through space and time. Mm-hmm. So I love that part of the interactions. And then I also think about what are the inner tasks? Where is the person in their ability to take some tasks that I might share with them? Do they have intuition about it? Are they able to amplify? In other words, can they pull in different things to really, really get, again, just like maximum medicine, bring in all the pieces. And when you bring in all the pieces and your intuition, you can set a really powerful intention. And when you set a powerful intention, you are arrow to your target, and your target is a healed outcome, talking about medicine. You can have an intention for something else, but you've now maximized the potency of that intention so that your goal is achievable. And then you bring it to ritual. And again, ritual to me is like affirming it. It's also the spiritual direction. Bring it to ritual to lock it in. So you've done these are inner tasks that you've done, and you bring it to ritual. And I've taught people that as in patients in daily medicine, I've taught people, take this to the altar, take this outside and do this particular connection with the natural world, take it to a fire ceremony. So those are my wheels. And Pat, do you want to say anything before we go to the grand?
Yeah. What I want to say to everyone is that, you know, when you relate to this on the basis that we're talking about this now, what you have is the elements and ways to figure out what the heck's going on with me. You know, where am I? What is the energies that I'm feeling right now? And then what you're also talking about, this is how we can make a shift. This is how we can change the wheel. And that was really the moment for me this morning. And I was joking during the break. In addition to that really cool little one-line message that nobody else around here got excited about, Jessica didn't even get excited about it. You know, I decided I was going to celebrate that. You know, I was going to celebrate that. And what I realized was that there's a reason nobody else here is going to get as excited about it as me. Because this has been such a gift that was given to me along the way, during my illness, by the way, Doc Martin. And I respect the integrity of that. And sometimes
let's bring this back for just a second.
Sure.
Jamie, pull up, if you would, the perspectives. So your illness, Lyme disease, you started off, you were locked in the literal. You hurt, you couldn't move, your joints
immediately
were inflamed. You immediately felt like crap.
Yeah.
And out of that, again, with different things that happened and things that you put in, you moved around to a creative force that is over here between the energetic and spiritual, and you moved that circle in a very big, life-changing way.
Yeah.
And not only congratulations to you, and let's honor that, but that's what any person can do. We can shift the dynamic journey of our lives. And that's what I'm all about. Let's shift the suckers.
Yeah, because you can create, and you know, this is not a show on Lyme disease. And for those of you out there, I do have a show on Lyme disease, and we have had to pull that show on Lyme disease because of the platform. Once we go to this new from TTR2 to TTR3 thing, is we'll have our own platform. We'll be able to talk about Lyme disease in ways that, you know, some of the networks don't want us to talk about it. You know, the issues right now is why isn't insurance covering Lyme disease? Hello. But you're right about that. Had I not made that shift and had help, I had, Sharon, this happened 6 months after I started my first show. This happened, my first show in 2003, April 1st of 2004. Given a workshop on living your greatest dreams. And by the time I was done, my ankle was the size of like a large grapefruit close to a soccer ball. And that began the mystery disease. Now, another show we can talk about, how do you go from that to finding out? But it's all related to what you're showing today. Because if I didn't make the adjustment, I wouldn't have pursued a conversation with the angel lady, which led me to Dr. Darvish, which led me to become a Lyme disease advocate, to set up Lyme Talk Radio. I actually have a Lyme website, but none of that would have happened in the literal, I don't believe.
No. And you were able to see the potential of a journey and move it along. So that's what I love about this. So these wheels are ways that each person can see any challenge. These are, from my perspective, about a health challenge. Jamie, let's put up the non-animated composite, if you would. When you layer these circles around the Chicana, again, these are symbols of a journey, an inner journey, an action journey, a way of seeing things. You get a dynamo ability to accumulate so many different pieces that you have to work with, because again, the power comes in layering multiple things. The power comes in being open to do all these new things together. And then again, since we do not live in a static world, because our lives are dynamic, because our journeys are dynamic, these things in any time are actually moving. And Jamie, if you'll put up the animated one. So you can be in any place, any way each circle moves, multiple combinations. You're not locked to one place on the board. You have different spirals going, wheels going at different times. You may be in this part of this wheel, but this part of this wheel, and things are moving. And the beauty of this is this is a symbology and a way of feeling into it and seeing it, that if you utilize this, you can bring forth for yourself a deeper level of awareness and mm-hmm. subsequent healing. Mm-hmm. So I think these pieces are beautiful when they're layered together.
Mm-hmm. And I want to say something about the layers for people that are watching on Facebook really quickly. The model that you're seeing everything move at one time. But the real model and the way it works, and this will be coming, is each of the inner circles are also moving. And they're not always moving together. And you'll be able to see the dynamic nature of sometimes how they each move and give you a different alignment and what you can do to change it. This morning for me, I was so grounded in earthly things, and I had to take a moment to get fired up about a single line Trello message from my programmer.
Right.
And you know, there's an energy that we have to honor in that, Sharon. And, you know, to me, when I prepped for the show and I saw that, it was a reminder. See, that's what I want to say about this. And we're going to talk about this more in future shows, but congratulations to you on what you've just created. And Jamie, thank you for the beautiful representations of that. And for those of you that are listening, this show is on facebook.com Transformation Talk Radio. You can go in and see this for yourself.
Yeah. And what I also like,
a fire moment for you too.
what I also like about this is it's kind of like planets. The orbits don't all happen in the same speed and the same direction. These wheels move at their own, and each person's wheels move in at a different time. So this can be very individualized. And I hope that it, as I teach it in my book, I hope that it's very useful to expand your way of thinking about something, to expand your perceptions and the possibilities that can come. That's what I love about it. This just blows it open to use these ancient concepts, bring them all together and use them for your expansion, which is what I love.
You know, let's take a peek ahead in the few minutes we have left. We're going to be talking more about these, and certainly your upcoming book is really going to blow this out of the water. But when we look at all these together, please, tell us your personal message about your vision for this and helping people.
So the whole point of the book is I've spent 20 years learning things that are not unique to me, that are not esoteric, that they're available to anybody. And I've spent 20 years bringing them together in my way of thinking. So my goal is to teach what I've learned as the way I see it. And it may not be as fancy as someone else's approach. It may not be as authentic. My elements are certainly not authentic traditional Chinese medicine. My Andean stuff is not as beautiful as Alberto will teach it, but it's accessible. And that's what I want you guys to have, is an accessible way to make changes so that you can be maximum.
Thank you for listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We're going to be together the third Wednesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific for candid, honest conversations to help you change the way you think about healing, about yourself, about your life. Did you hear your answer on the show? Well, I will be with you next month, ready for all your questions, from energy medicine to traditional healing and beyond. Healing is flow, movement, and destination. But are you stuck? What is your true destiny line? Listen in, call in to let the world know. Together, we'll choose what brings you into healing and let you call in all the power of the universe to act on your behalf. Reclaim your path. To learn more about me, Doc Martin, and Maximum Medicine, The Healing Hour, visit www.drsharonmartin.com. See you all next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.